everyone's an important piece of the puzzle and has a role to play. When you're on God's team, no one sits on the bench. On God's team, there is no bench.
I had a vision. I saw what was going to take place over the next years. And I could see behind me there was, I don't know, hundreds of thousands, millions of people. I couldn't even begin to number them. And so the crowd was made up of three kinds of people. It was made up of good people, bad people, and demons. And so then I said, Lord, put your words in my mouth. This was the words that he said to me. Three times he said, enclave. So then Chris Reed had a dream. I don't know Chris Reed, but I knew that his dream lined up exactly. He said, so goes Israel, so goes America. I said, okay, God, this is the signal.
Yay! Welcome! I am so excited to be with you tonight. Obviously, we had the prophetic report earlier today, but there was a continuation of it. We needed to find out, what do we need to be doing as the body of Christ during this time? We are at a very important time. Between April 8th and Pentecost is significant, a 40-day period of time. And obviously, we've been talking about the eclipse and Nineveh and all of these cities. Jonah was calling for 40 days to repent. So this is significant. Right now, we're also in the middle of Passover. And so I have somebody I absolutely adore. She's someone that is a general in God's army. She has served in ministry for over 40 years. You won't believe it when you see her because you're like, that's impossible. She's been a pastor. She's been a preacher. She's been a teacher and an overseer of prison ministry. She wrote a book that I really believe that everybody needs. It's for this time. She actually wrote it in the 1990s, so the late 1900s, but God told her to release it now. And this book is called His Blood Speaks, Your Victory, The Devil's Defeat. Welcome to the show, Ginger Ziegler! Yay!
Thank you so much, Stacy. That's sweet.
It's the truth. I'm so excited to have you back. You know, we released a show on Saturday with you. I'm receiving texts. I've received emails. The comments have been absolutely amazing. And people were hungry for more. In fact, I had sent out a text to some of the intercessors today saying, hey, will you pray for this interview I'm going to be doing with Ginger? And they were telling me how much your book has meant to them. In fact, I received a text from a friend of mine that's been in the church a long time. She's a prayer warrior. And she said, I really believe outside the Bible, this is the most important book for this time. And so it's truly an honor to have you back on. And I just want the audience to know, if you missed the interview that I did with Ginger, I'll put it in the notes below. You can also find it. It's on 60 different platforms. You can find it on Rumble as well. And it's called, Will America Be Destroyed or Saved in 40 Days? What part do we play in the influence and the outcome? So again, I'll put that in the notes below, but you can find it on Rumble. There it is right there. Great interview. And there were some things, Ginger, at the end of that interview that you're like, I really believe that God had some more things that he needed us to cover. And I didn't want to miss this opportunity because right now it's a significant time with Passover starting April the 22nd through the 30th. And I wanted to bring you back on today to talk about the significance and where we are and what God's been showing you about this time.
Well, it's really important. Timing is amazing because when you read in Daniel 7:21, you see that the Ancient of Times, or Satan himself, the Antichrist, he thinks in the Amplified Bible, it says thinks to change the times and the laws. So his whole agenda is to get everything messed up so he can be the big guy. And so our agenda is to say, no, it's yes. Not time. We're going to have it like God wants it. So this is a very, very important time. With the eclipse we just had, we've got to realize that we've got this timing right now of this repentance. And I really believe many people are repenting. I think it's going to be amazing to see what's going to come out of these 40 days, especially when we get to Pentecost. But we had Passover. We started yesterday, and we'll be having that. We're going to be praying through that. And that's what's important about the book and about the power of the blood, because people have got to see where we are. Now, I want to talk about enclave. because I had a vision. When I say I had a vision, I mean I was literally taken up from here into another place and into the heavenly realm. Not heaven. I've been there too, but this is heavenly realm where the demonic people hang out or demons hang out. And it was October the 17th, 2020 at 3 o'clock in the morning. And I saw what was going to take place over the next years. And I also understood how the election at that time was going to turn out. And so what God showed me, what I was praying as an intercessor, what I was praying, I was saying, I saw Jesus. And I said, Jesus, put your words in my mouth. Put your words in my mouth. If you put your words in my mouth, I can pray adequately and I can pray with authority and with power. And so while I was there, my arms were outstretched like this. And in the spirit realm, it's a little bit difficult to explain it, but you can see everywhere at the same time. And I could see behind me, there was, I don't know, hundreds of thousands, millions of people. I couldn't even begin to number them. But as I held my arms out, the people were lined up behind my arms. And Jesus was up above me. And I was praying to him and just literally begging him to put his words in my mouth so I could stop this. And so the crowd was made up of three kinds of people. It was made up of good people, bad people, and demons. And I knew that the bad people and the demons were going to get together and they were going to hurt the good people. And that was my intercession. I have deep travailing intercession at times. And so then I said, Lord, put your words in my mouth. This was the words that he said to me. Three times he, in a very loud voice, he said, enclave, 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 three times. And in my mind, I was thinking, I'm not sure that I even know what enclave means. And then he spelled it, E-N-C-L-A-V-E. He spelled it three times. Then he leaned over and he looked at me and he said, I am telling you like this so that you will remember. And the next thing I know, I was back in the house and I grabbed my phone to see what enclave meant because I knew that I didn't know what he was talking about. There are a lot of different definitions of it, but the definition that I found was surrounded by a people of another language, surrounded by a people of another religion, surrounded by people of other nations. So I knew these people that I was seeing here. I understood what was going on. So I said, Father, what do you want me to do? How can I stop this? How can I change it? Can I alter it? What can happen? So my prayer group, my team and I didn't tell anybody. I just held it to myself. And then last year, I mentioned it to a couple of ministers because I thought, man, we're getting closer. I could feel it. And so then Chris Reed had a dream, October the 8th, 2023. And a couple of ministers called me that particular day when he had that dream. And they were telling me about that dream. And when I got it and I listened to it, I began to see it was verbatim of what I had experienced, what I had seen. It was explanation of what was going to happen. And so I don't know Chris Reed. I have never met him, but I knew that his dream lined up exactly. And what he said was in his dream, it so goes Israel, because Israel had been attacked that night in the middle of the night. And he said, so goes America. So I knew that God was saying, Ginger, here's a signal. Now, I'd held that dream for 3 years. That vision I had, I'd held on to it. So then I waited for confirmation. So I began to say, okay, he said, so goes Israel, so goes America. My heart was gripped. I said, okay, God, this is the signal. Because I've taught my team and I've learned you watch for signals. And that's what the eclipse is all about. It's a sign. It's, you know, Psalm 19 says the heaven speaks. The heaven talks, and so we need to pay attention when God has given us signs in the heavens and on the earth and so forth. So I said, okay, we got all this together, plus now we're in Passover. We're getting ready to go into Pentecost, plus we're getting ready to change leadership in our nation. And so I said, God, how can I do this? What am I going to do? How am I going to change it? And so as we begin, my group began to pray about it, then I began to share it with other people. I finally felt released that I would be able to share with others.
Before you continue, I want to make sure people understand that, because one thing I've learned from you is just because you hear something from God doesn't mean that you should share it with everyone. You have to be really careful of that, or even share it with anyone, because sometimes it's when you, because the devil doesn't know your thoughts. He doesn't know what God's told you. Only what you speak does he actually know. And so being very aware of that and only sharing mm-hmm. when God tells you to share, and only sharing it with who he tells you to share it with.
That's correct, because he tells us secrets. And the more we can keep secrets and we learn how to pray in that secret place with him, that's what Matthew 6 is all about. Go into your prayer closet and pray in that secret place, and I will reward you openly. And that doesn't mean right now, as soon as you get out of that closet, it doesn't mean it's going to happen today. So I knew to hold this, because I've been praying for the nation since 91. He showed me things that we are experiencing right now. He showed those things to me in 91, and I've held them back. I haven't gone public. I've just had my prayer teams through all these years, and we've prayed and prayed. It's been amazing the things that we've changed. And so Satan's not as smart as we think he is.
Right. He's not all-knowing. He's not omnipotent. He doesn't know all those things. He's not like God. He's not a creator. I also, one thing you said earlier, I don't want to throw you off. I just wanted to ask this, because this is something that really jumped out at me the last time that you and I talked, even on the show, because I've had several conversations with you about it, but you even clarified it more. Like, when you have to ask the Lord, can this be changed? Can this possibly be stopped? Can this be altered? And so when you heard Enclave and you had that vision, and you asked the Lord, what did he say? Did he say it could be changed, it could be stopped, it could be altered? Did he give you an answer at that time?
Not at that time. All he said was, he's making sure that I remember this. It was probably one of the most emphatic visions I've ever had. I've had several, and I've met him in different places in the spirit realm. But I started seeking, but I knew in my heart, he didn't tell me, but I knew in my heart the day would come when it would be confirmed, which it was, and then he would show me even more. So the one thing I did know, in 91, so you have to keep it what he's saying. You have to keep up with what he's saying to you. In 91, when I didn't know anything like I know now, when I was in Cape Town, he said, you have to be like Joshua and hold the sun and the moon back. Well, I didn't have a clue. I knew that scripture, but I didn't have a clue what he was talking about. So I started praying for the nation. And what I would do is every time something would happen, we'd get a new president or something, I'd go, okay, am I still like holding it back? Because there's a time when time stands still. And that's exactly what happened. Time had to stand still. But there's more to time than it just standing still. And so sometimes we have to roll the time back. Hezekiah is a perfect example of that, 15 years. And Nineveh, which had this eclipse, they got 80 years. Just mm-hmm. think about what I'm saying. And so you just don't pop off and say something. You got like, Jesus, you're telling me what to do. And the reason is because Jesus said, I only do what I see the Father do. I only say what I hear the Father say. So that way long years ago, that got sown inside of me. And I thought, well, if I just pop off and say stuff or start telling things and God didn't tell me, then I don't want to do that, because that's dishonoring the Lord. I want to do what he's telling me to do. Now, have I done it right every time? I'm sure I've been a mess plenty of times. But I've endeavored to do that, especially this critical, what we're talking about right now, this critical timing we're in right now, to make sure that our words and the timing is proper, because we have to push the devil back. We not just push him back across the line, push him all the way back to wherever he needs to be pushed back to, so that he stays there and he stays put. And that's till God says something different. And every time we'd have another election, I'd say, Lord, is it like, am I still holding that sun and moon back? Am I still doing what you're telling me? And he said, every time he said, I will tell you, I'll tell you when. But in 91, he did give me clues. Because in 91, he said, when you're an old woman, these are the things you'll see. Then I haven't ever shared this, and I'm not going to share it now. But he said, when you're a real old woman, these things will happen. And so I'm just holding that because it's not time to share that. So we've got to see the timing. And but I didn't want to share Enclave out of time. I mean, people get scared. We shouldn't be scared. Just go to the Bible and find out what you're supposed to do and do it. And he's going to back you up. And so is it going to be easy? Probably not. I don't think I've ever done anything too easy in ministry and all these years or in life. But, you know, what happens if you learn from it, you just get stronger and tougher every day. And so God, he has a goal set for us. And anyway, so this is the timing we're in right now. So when this eclipse came by the first time in 2017, Salem, Salem, Salem. So he was saying, peace, 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 peace. This time he said, repent, repent. And that's what he means. I mean, he doesn't mean anything else. He means exactly what he's saying. And they crisscrossed. They made an X. Well, in 95, at one of our 24-hour prayers, in the middle of the night, again, 3 o'clock in the morning, an angel showed up. And so this angel, he brought a message. And I asked him what the message was. And he said, it's revival. X marks the spot. And then that was on a Wednesday night. And we're here in Fort Worth. And so the following Sunday, Kenneth Copeland, prophet Kenneth Copeland, stood in the pulpit. And all of a sudden, he started prophesying. And I did not tell Brother Copeland. Only my prayer group knew. And I told them, don't say a word to anybody. Keep it to yourself. And that Sunday, then, Brother Copeland stood up and started talking about X marks the spot. Revival was going to come.
Woo!
And so we've held on to that. And so
since 1995.
1995, 3 o'clock in the morning. And I have 24 people that will verify everything I'm telling you.
And wow.
They saw it. They knew what happened. And they were there at the church service that Sunday morning. And so here we are. X marks the spot. So now I can tell people about Enclave. I mean, this
can you clarify too, real fast, Ginger, before you go on? I just want to make sure everybody is aware. I think most people are aware that we were in Carbondale, Illinois together prior to the eclipse with about 500 people, came together with Prophet Robin, Elijah Streams, about 500 people. You were there. And they were talking about that's where the X was, where the two eclipses met, where the eclipse from 2017, the eclipse from 2024, they crossed at that point. And the what was being said was X marks the spot. So Prophet Robin had you come forward at the end to pray, and when you hit the stage, you knew exactly what you were supposed to say, and that was about revival. Can you touch that? Because God told you that in 1995. That was 19 years prior. No, it's even longer. 20, was that 29 years prior to this actually happening?
Yes. Well, when I didn't know exactly why I was going there with y'all. And I was praying and I couldn't get anything. I was like, okay, I'm going there to pray. I knew I was going there to hold y'all's arms up and help y'all. And so, but then when a prophet called me up on the platform, I don't know what happened to me, but it's like a whirlwind sometimes. Anyway, I just, boom. And I knew X marks the spot. And I went back. It was so real and so alive to me. And I said, well, the devil means to like take this nation down, but I'm going to stand here and I'm going to prophesy what time of day it is. It is time for revival. I'm at a place where these two eclipses have come together. And I'm telling you what, I told some of the demonic situations what time of day it was and what was going to happen. It has to be prophesied. And that's the other thing I do want to talk to you about is these, when people hear about this enclave, we better get ready for it. It's all over the news. Everybody knows there's like millions of situations that we are literally facing. And we cannot act like we're going to Sunday school and it's ABC, XYZ. So, but how do we do it? Everybody has a part. Some people need to become the governor of a state. Some people need to become the head of the police department. Well, the people that I know, we pray. Mm-hmm. And our part is very important because it has to be dealt with spiritually, with authority and power, because these other things are not going to work if we don't do our part. That's what Jesus did. He prayed all night long. The next day, miracles happened. And so prayer is that important. So instead of being scared, oh, my God, what are we going to do if they turn their lights off? Or, Lord, what's going to happen? And, you know, I'm going to go and I got to buy all the toilet paper on the shelves. Forget that nonsense. Come on, just do what God's telling you to do. But what is he telling you to do? So prophetic praying, when the prophets start, now I'm serious about this. When the prophets prophesy, and I'm not saying every prophet is right, and don't write me letters, okay? I do know what I'm doing. I've been doing this a long time. And so I've been praying since I was about 3 or 4 years old. So I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm just telling you I can hear the voice of God. So when the prophets prophesy, then that's one thing. That's those words going out there into that atmosphere, changing the prince of the power of the air, his words. In Chris Reed's dream, he said he was given some kind of like a cell phone type thing that had a code in it. Well, let me tell you, we who pray and can hear God's voice, he gives us a code too. And we know how to pray those words, and we know when to pray those words. Because when the prophets start prophesying, then we take their decrees and we get their prophecies and we turn them into decrees. And when we turn them into decrees, then that's our code. That's our signal. We got to pay attention. Hey, this is what's happening. And we can be anywhere. You could be in the car driving to the cleaners to pick up your cleaning. And you can just pop off a decree and say, yes, God, this is it. Because we need those words going up there. We need those words happening. We need those words happening. Our decrees based upon what God is saying when they're, and out of the written word. I mean, we can take it out of the written word. We start praying for prophets. I won't say who, but anyway, I started praying for a couple of these prophets. And as I was praying for them, I told them, I said, all right, Lord, put your words in my mouth. I've always prayed that. I don't know how I got that so deep in me. Anyway, I said, tell me, I was praying for these two prophets. And I said, tell me what to pray. And now some of these people might think I'm goofy, but I'm not. I'm really like together, okay, emotionally and spiritually and physically and the whole nine yards. I'm really all right. But anyway, so he said, I want you to start praying. Say no more. There's 4 months because you got to get those guys, the prophets prophesying and the women prophesying. Come on, dudes. We were at a critical time. So I started praying. So I told my prayer group, a bunch of them are here this morning. I told them, I said, y'all start paying attention. As soon as you hear one of those prophets say that, I said, call me or text me or something. Sure enough, boom, one of them was on the pulpit one day. And he said, say no more. And I was like, okay, God, gee, whoa, here we go.
Wow.
So then we started praying that out. We started saying, we're not going to say there's 4 more months. We're saying it's right now. We're turning this nation around. We're saying right now God is moving. And we started decreeing. So then the next thing he asked me, and he told me, this is how he does me, Stacy. He tells me these things, and he tells me, don't tell anybody, just pray it until I tell you when to bring it up to your group. So I might pray it for 3 or 4 months before I ever say anything. And so I just keep it to myself. So the next one was, by this time tomorrow. And so I told the group, I said, y'all be paying attention, and I'm telling you, after the meeting, I can tell you who said that, but it's public. But anyway, so I said, then we must be getting closer. If it has to be by this time tomorrow, this siege has to be over by this time tomorrow. Those are important words. Those are God words. Those are words out of the scriptures. Those
that is so good. I want to make sure that the flyover family, I know that they're tracking here, but I just want to make sure you guys are catching this with, so obviously talking about enclave and God showed her that when she looked it up, surrounded by people of another language, religion, or nation. So you look at what's happening at our borders. You look at Dutch Sheets has been warning us. Tim Sheets has been warning us. There's been a lot of words that have come out about watch the waters. You know, who knows what's going to end up happening, but there's been people that have crossed our borders that do not like America, that do not want us to survive. And so we have to be very aware of that. So then we're coming into agreement with God by asking him, God, if there's ill intent for the United States, the enemy is wanting to destroy us, then we have to pray and ask God, God, can this be changed? Can this be stopped? Can this be altered? And then when God gives us those words, then we're praying, God, put the words in our mouth. It's not what we think we should say. We're asking God to put the words in our mouth. And timing is everything. And Ginger, from my understanding, you're saying that God's been showing you things that the enemy's trying to change time. He's trying to do this. And so God's now saying it's not 4 months from now. It's time to turn the nation around now, not in the future. It's time for this to turn around now. Is there a significance, Ginger, to Hebrew holidays? Let's say Passover. Obviously, that's very significant. We look at what ended up happening in Egypt with the Israelites with Passover. We know what Jesus did for us. What's the significance of this time? Because right now, April the 22nd through, is it the 29th, is Passover? So, or 30th, you know, what does that mean for us right now?
You know what, Barbara, she helps me with all the Hebrew stuff. And she told me last night, because we were going to be doing this today, she said, you know what tomorrow is? And I said, no. She said, on the Hebrew calendar, she said, that's when Queen Esther went to the king and he laid his scepter out. And that's when things changed today while we're doing this.
Wow.
When you text me yesterday, you said, you know, let's do it right away. And I said, well, we can do it when I get back, or we can do it tomorrow, whatever you want. And you said, no, we got to do it tomorrow. Well, then later last night, I found out what today is. That changed it. Now, there was a war, yes, but they could at least defend themselves. Do you hear what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I don't know a bunch of stuff about the Hebrew calendar, but I mean, Barbara and people around here, Kristen, all them, they helped me figure it out. But I'm telling you, it's that important. And this is how important it is. And this is just cornbread and beans, y'all. If you're going to have tomatoes, I've said this thousands of times, you're going to have tomatoes, you plant them in March or April. You don't plant them in December. Hello?
Yep.
Okay.
That's right.
So what we want to do is figure out what God is saying. He said that in Genesis. He said there'll be seed and harvest. So we just got to go, okay, well, we planted horrible seeds in our nation. We have.
Mm-hmm.
Blood is crying out vengeance, but Jesus's blood is crying out mercy. And Dutch Sheets said that they saw that angel in D.C., and that angel said the new currency is mercy. Well, I
wow.
know exactly what God was talking about. Yes. Okay, so you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out the rest of the sentence. I mean,
right.
fill in the blank. So today, where we are, that's how important it is. And you don't have to keep all the feasts and do all that stuff. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you got to know, is it December or is it July? And in the church, we just kind of about it, about, you know, whatever. I call it Sunday school stuff. We're past that now because God is teaching our hands to war. Because this, according to Chuck Pierce, from 2020 to 2030, we're in a war season. That doesn't necessarily mean physical, but it could be if we don't turn some things. But we're in your, I mean, just all of us know how, goodness gracious, keeping your brain straight and thinking, keeping off that emotional roller coaster lens, you know.
Yes.
So where, and like they're saying they're going to do this to the banks, and they're saying that this next whatever they got is going to come out called X, and boom, we're out of here. Crazy stuff. So it's not too hard to figure out where we are, but what does God want us to change if it's not time for the end? And I hear people talking about maybe it's time for the rapture. Well, I don't think so. Not right now, but I'm not a theologian, so I'm not going to argue down about it. Y'all can go on if you want to, but I'm going to have to stay here till we get this nation turned around, because that's what he told me to do. And so we got to see what time we're in. What can we change? How? Because the Ancient of Days court is in session.
Man, and okay, so what there. Does that mean exactly? The Ancient of Days court is in session.
That means that when God says, I don't want this to happen, you guys get in there and pray and turn it. That's what that means. When Nathan had to go, the prophet had to go to David. David had already messed up, and God said, all right, we're going to take care of this. And so he had to go in there. I mean, he had to say, like, what time of day it was, and David had to get his stuff straightened out. When God sent Samuel to Saul, and he said, today, your kingdom is ripped from you. Hello. Mm-hmm. When Herod was sitting on the seat of being king and called himself a god, boom, they turned around, and all of a sudden, the guy's eating with worms. God brings, there's a time. If we plant weed seed, we have a weed harvest. And there, I mean, I don't know God's time, and that's why I ask him. You know, is it time? And I can tell you, I firmly believe that the Lord is showing us not only are we going to get our nation back, and it's going to be a bump in the road, and it's not going to be easy. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. But when we get our nation back, it's going to be a new nation, not
Amen.
A refixed up. Nation is going to be a new one. All through Isaiah, he said, behold, before the new springs forth, I'm going to tell you. And he didn't say the restored or the redone or the whatever, like we go down and get some couch and we fix it and make it better. He said new. He meant new. So that's where I think he's talking to us about. And I do want to give your people this. Hebrews 12, 24 and 25 says, the blood of Jesus is speaking. Do not refuse him who speaks. Mm. And he speaks mercy. Don't refuse him who speaks. We've got to have the power of the blood speaking. And then in Revelation 12, 11, Jesus himself said, this is how you're going to overcome the devil himself. By testifying to the resurrection, my resurrection. And that's in Romans 6:8, let's see, 6:4. That's how he said it was a resurrection by the glory of the Father. That's so powerful. That's another message altogether. But he said his resurrection and the power of his blood, testifying, decreeing, speaking what the blood of Jesus has said for us. And his blood says we've been justified. We've been bought back. We've been paid for. We belong to him. And the handwriting of ordinance that was against us is gone. That's Colossians 2. And so we've got all of this. And right now, I want to leave all your people. I don't know how much time we've got left. But enclave means you're surrounded. Okay, but I got some good surrounding. It has the positive meaning, too. So 2 Kings 6 and verse 17 through 20. Y'all that are kind of scared, listen to this one. The servant said, oh, my God. That's what they'd say in Texas. Look up there. We're surrounded everywhere. And Elisha said, knock it off. Look up there. Open his eyes. And he goes, oh, wow, the mountains are filled. We're surrounded with horses.
Yes.
And chariots of fire. We got angels everywhere. Chuck Pierce said we got 51 angels taking care of our nation. Boy, I'm telling you, I don't know how much authority I have here or there, but I'd like, okay, all right, get it, put them to work.
Yes.
Lord, send those 51. I need to send them to Washington, D.C. Get them down here in Texas. Come on, y'all, get them going, God, get them going, because I know they hearken to his word. But we're surrounded. We have the authority. We
Amen.
Have the ability to turn this thing around. Now, I don't know that it's just like going to go away and we're going to wash the sheets in the washing machine. They're going to come out sparkling white. We may have to wash them four or five times with a lot of bleach. but we can get there. See, that's the thing. You know, we
and
just God, like,
and God's
come
talking,
on.
Ginger. So you and I have been talking about Enclave. Obviously, I played on the Prophetic Report, the Chris Reed thing, October the 8th. You know, this Enclave's been really a major part of what's going on in our world. And you texted me when Iran shot the drones and all of that at Israel that day. And that same day, that was April the 13th, David and I were out of town, and we were driving in a town that we don't go to regularly. And I see this business, and it says the Enclave 2. And I was like, oh my gosh, David, turn around. I got to take a picture. I have to send this to Ginger. This was on the day that Iran had you know, attacked Israel. So Enclave 2, and I knew the significance of 3520. I didn't know what it was for, but I'm like, this has to be in the picture because I got to send it to Ginger. And you received it, and you were like, we have to find scripture to go along with this. So you looked up scripture, and you found in scripture Psalm 3520. And that was significant because I have it right here. That was significant because it says, for they do not speak peace, but they devise deceitful matters against the quiet ones in the land, is what the New King James Version says. So you send that back to me and you're like, I need to pray on it, but I believe this is the scripture that God was highlighting. And and I received it, and you didn't know this, but in all of 2022 and a lot of 2023, on the Prophetic Report, we were decreeing Psalm 35 over our country because Prophet Robin had said Psalm 35 is what we need to be decreeing over our country. So we did it 2022, 2023, until he gave us another scripture to be declaring, which was John 1:1-14 about Jesus coming into a dark place. But if you look at Psalm 35, it says, the Lord, the avenger of his people. So God is avenging his people. But God showed me that Enclave 2 and gave the scripture Psalm 35:20. He's letting us know that this is what's going on. He's partnering with us. It's so much fun.
And you know what? Krista did some study on that. She's a history teacher. And I don't remember all the people's names, but in the beginning of our nation, that was when they were writing something. I don't remember exactly they were writing. I don't remember. It wasn't the Constitution. Do you remember what she said, Jeremy? Oh, but anyway, but they used Psalm 35 at the beginning of our nation. They used Psalm 35. She found it because she remembered having taught it. So she immediately went and looked it up, and I was like, wow. So the foundation of our beginnings of our nation, Psalm 35. Isn't that
amazing?
Wow,
it's amazing.
And that's when they were trying, that's the king of England had come and they were going to try to take over again. And there was there was 100 ships. And anyway, it was a mess. But that's what they stood on. And look, we won the freedom. Here we are. And so here we are again. And then I heard Dutch Sheets was doing the same thing. After you sent me that letter, man, I was like, oh my God, there's all kinds of people. That's how God does it. See, he says it and he says it and he says it. And finally somebody goes, duh, hello. I guess I need to start praying this.
And what's awesome about that is it goes right along with your third point of prophetically praying. That, you know, with the prophets, they say something, that's how where we can come in and we can come into agreement and then prophetically decree the things that they've been saying. And then when we can decree God's word, the scripture, that's all the better. You know, we're just blowing holes in the second heaven and all the plans of the enemy. We're just messing everything up that he has planned.
What did Jesus do? The three trials that he had, it is written. It is written, it is said. He didn't say, I bind you, I kick you out, I do this to you or that. He said, Satan, it is written. That was his weapon, and that was what won it. No matter what Satan did, well, I know you're hungry, it is written.
Mm.
Well, come up here on this temple. Let me give you this, and you can have all the kingdoms. We see all the kingdoms of the world today. You know, it is written. And of course, the last, and this is where we are. This is where we are right now. The last temptation was, Jesus said, I will only worship God. Satan is saying, I'm going to put so much pressure on y'all in the United States. I'm going to make you beg, and you are going to fall down and worship me. And there are those of us that saying, we will worship the Lord God and Him only.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we are right now.
We're like in Daniel's time, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We're just like that. That is exactly, you know, I've been saying that now for the last few years because we do all these interviews on Flyover Conservatives, and it's been interesting whether they be attorneys or doctors or whistleblowers, business owners. When we get off recording with them, we have a lot of conversation, and it came up over and over again. And we'd be like, were you scared to come forward? You know, were you scared for your life? Were you scared for your finances, for your job? And they would say over and over again, they said, we didn't care what ended up happening to us. We knew that we had to share this information. We could not be silent any longer. And they said, you know, whether God protected us or we end up in heaven, you know, we knew that we had to. And it made me think of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over and over and over again. And that's exactly where we are right now.
Exactly. And there was one history thing that Krista told me about was when the flag was still standing there when they were in the beginning, when they were there on the beach and they were trying to hold the flag. And so they demolished the pole, but then people held onto the flag. And when our Star Spangled Banner, I mean, and the flag was still there, I always burst into tears every time I sang that. And I didn't know why it moved me so till I knew the history behind it. When the sun came up the next morning, then there was a pile of dead bodies, but there was one still standing holding our flag, and our flag was still there.
Woo.
We got that kind of people. We have that kind of people in the United States right now. And I'm telling you, we're winning. It doesn't look like it. It doesn't sound like it. It doesn't smell like it. But we're winning. If we can get just learn a principle. The principle is learn how to pray. Learn how to pray prophetically. All that means is you're taking the word, the written word, or you're taking the word, the prophecies that prophets have spoken out. We really need to be behind them. We don't need to be fussing and carrying on with them. We need to be supporting them and helping them because God is not going to do anything without telling those prophets. So I'm going to listen to them. That's what he said in Amos. He said, I'm going to be talking to them. So I want to hear what they got to say. Then I want to take what they've got to say and either preach it, teach it, and pray it and decree it. Because we can turn this thing around. There's enough of us. We can do this.
That's exactly right.
I mean, 120,
right.
Look at us.
That's
we're here
exactly
because
right.
of 120.
That's right. And that's why I really felt like, you know, I do the prophetic report every week and, you know, I show the video, but then I also do a written prophetic report because I felt like taking those, and it's always word for word what the prophet said. I feel like that's significant because then people can now print that out and they can speak these words that God's been saying through the prophets. And if you're listening today and you don't have the prophetic report in written form, just go to flyoverconservatives.com. When you get there, register for the newsletter. And every Monday, the written prophetic word comes out. I'm so thankful for Cheryl York. She's been helping me to write that out. I give her the different categories of what the prophets have said, and then she goes in and gets the exact written, exactly what they said, so then we can decree it and declare it and stand with what God is saying. So again, you can get that by going to flyoverconservatives.com, register for the newsletter, and it comes out every Monday. And Ginger, I realized how significant that was because of reading your book. Because you talk about in the blood, and then you also have another book coming out this fall, which I'm really excited about as well. And it talks about prophetically standing with the prophets. I want to talk about Ginger, your book, His Blood Speaks. I wanted to read a testimony from my friend that I was telling you about, but I wanted to read it word for word because she literally texted me this morning. And she's been reading your book, and she said, His Blood Speaks may be the best book I've ever read, with the exception of the Bible. I mean, we know the blood is important, but do we really understand that all Jesus accomplished by shedding his blood? I recently joined the intercessory teen group here in my town, and the gal that's leading the group said his blood still speaks, and it was really powerful when she said it. But like that same week, I came home, and you had sent me this book, and I was like, whoa. And I'm hearing that over and over from people about, they keep hearing about the blood, the blood, the blood, and the significance of the blood. On Sunday, I Church International is our home church, and so we watch it on Sundays. And on Sunday, I texted you because Pastor Robin was talking about the significance of the blood. She was literally just in the spirit delivering what God was saying, and he was talking about the blood, and I wanted to play that for you real fast. So Flyover family, if you missed it, check this out.
Serious time. Someone says, how can revival, I hear this, how can revival start? How can such a move of God start when our nation is at a crucial point in time? The church is at a crucial point in time. How can it not start? That is going to be the very thing that turns this country around. That turns it around is when the church is turned around back to me, says the Lord. Says the Lord, get your mind on higher things. Get it on higher things. The news lies to you. Get it on my word. Did I not say if my people would humble themselves? My people. That is the key word. Not the world, not the news, but my people should humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways, their twisted ideas. They're twisted ideas that it's okay. It's okay to have all this ungodliness to come into your sanctuary and be a part of your church. Those are twisted ways, twisted ideas. Preach righteousness. Preach righteousness. Get in right standing with me, says the Lord. Get in right standing with me. And then all of this, when you're in right standing, then other things, you will be able to preach in love, and you will be able to tell the truth in love. Tell it in love, and then you're able to free people. Free people. Tell them about the blood of Jesus. That's the only freedom there is. Make much about the blood. 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 For it was the blood over the doorpost that saved from the death angel. It was the blood that passed over. When I see the blood, I will pass over. When I see the blood, I will pass over.
Man, that's so important. Okay, Ginger, so God started talking to you back in the 1970s about the blood. And then you wrote the book in the 1990s, and then he told you to release it just recently. Tell us about this. Why is this so significant right now? And why are we hearing so much about the blood?
Two things, because of the timing of where we are right now, not just in our nation, but in the world, and in the timing of the kingdom of God and what the enemy's trying to do. The thing about I'll go real fast on this, but when Jesus was on the cross, Satan knew, according to Corinthians, hey, I've got it, man, I'm going to crucify him, that's going to be the end of it. When he shut his mouth, nobody else is going to be raised from the dead, nothing else is going to happen, no more miracles. But he was wrong. He had no idea. Because when he closed his mouth, when Jesus' mouth was totally closed, and think about what they did to him to close his mouth. Then as soon as he released his spirit into the Father's hands, that blood started down in Israel, down his body, down that cross. And the other night we were praying, and I said, Lord, I've never asked you before, what was that cross? What tree was that cross made out of? And he said, the knowledge of good and evil.
Ooh.
And when the blood came down on that, then I turned that same cross, that same tree, into the tree of life.
Wow.
And as his blood came down, it went down into the ground. The voice, Hebrews 12, 24, 25, refuse him not who yet speaketh. His blood is speaking. That's in Hebrew. That's in our New Testament. His blood is still speaking, and it's speaking mercy in Israel. It's speaking mercy in the United States. His blood is speaking. Satan could not stop the power of the blood, because when Mary was overshadowed, remember when he told him in the garden, Eve and all that, he said, you'll have a seed. One woman don't have a seed. But it was God the Father, Almighty God, and you can't kill him.
Mm-mm.
And you can't shut his mouth. It's impossible. Yes, Satan can kill the body, but he can't kill the power of the blood. And so that blood is still speaking today. That's the one weapon, all the weapons, all the things that Satan can do, all the scriptures we've got, it is written. But you just say the blood. Satan has no defense, none, nothing. He can say nothing to stop the blood of Jesus from speaking. Mercy, mercy, mercy. That's why it's our major weapon today.
That is huge. I want to make sure that everybody's grasping this, because you and I've had this conversation before, and I was drilling in with you on it. So understanding, there's been millions of abortions. There's been so much bloodshed in war, just over, you know, thousands of years. But Jesus's blood, which is God, his overpowers everything. Millions of blood shed, it overpowers it all, and it brings mercy.
That's right. All we have to do is just the blood and cry out, I want mercy. Just think about all the testimonies we've heard of people that have done. I did prison ministry for 22 years. Thousands, tens of thousands of inmates, tens of thousands. And I taught them, right, what I'm telling you, just cry out, mercy. Now, circumstances are going to follow. If we plant weed seed, we're going to have a weed harvest, and we've got to get out there and get rid of it. So there are things that happen because of what we've done or said, but we can be so different on the inside because we know he has justified us. He has cleansed us. He's washed away our sins. He has made us new on the inside. He has redeemed us. He got a hold of us. Satan had a hold of us, and his blood reached over there when we started crying out for mercy, and his blood said, she belongs to me now. Get your stinking hands off of her.
Woo.
That's what it is.
It's so powerful. And when you read the book, I just want everybody to know, like, I believe this book is for somebody that has been in ministry all their life, for somebody that's a new believer. It doesn't matter where you fall on the spectrum, because I've had a lot of people reading this book. I'm reading this book multiple times now. I've gone through it. It's a 31-day devotional. And I have told Ginger, this book is for this time. There's no doubt about it. People, everybody has got to read this book. It is life-changing. And it goes by each day too. So it doesn't take very long. You know, it's just a few minutes of reading it. And then it has some scripture at the end that you can study and go through. But this will change your perspective on everything. I mean, it's all about the blood of Jesus and our victory over Satan. Because right now we're seeing so much, it's such a dark time in our world, but this shows where our authority comes from.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I want to read Psalm 91, just a couple of verses out of the Passion. The Lord has spoken, because you've delighted in me and have been loyal to my name, I will greatly protect you. I will answer your cry for help every time you pray, and you will feel my presence in your time of trouble. I will deliver you and bring you honor. That's what the power of the blood of Jesus can do, no matter what. And we do have people in ministries that, you know, live like an alley cat and sometimes and done stupid stuff. We have people that didn't even know Jesus has done crazy things. But I'm telling you, the blood of Jesus is the power. Satan can't, he cannot. I have seen him twice face to face. He cannot do anything about the blood. It shuts him down.
Woo! That is so powerful. So you can get the book by going to GingerZiegler.com. Ginger Ziegler, Ziegler, GingerZiegler.com. You can buy the book there. You can also buy it on Amazon. But Ginger, I also want to talk about the declarations that you have. If you go to GingerZiegler.com, go to resources, there's some declarations there that you've given away for free. It doesn't cost any money whatsoever. So as you guys are going there, it asks for your name, your first and last name, and then an email address. And then you put that information in, and then you can download them. So blood decrees, that right there, so powerful. Why did you put these up there, and what should we be doing with them as the body of Christ right now?
Should be saying them all the time. Memorize them. Just be like, every time you think about it, just start decreeing. See, people don't understand the difference between making confessions, that's renewing your mind, and making a declaration and proclamations. But a decree is a legal, it's just like Esther. She got a law. It's a law. And when that law, when it got into law, it's going to happen. And now we're seeing judgment and justice. And justice is when the laws are playing out. It's coming to pass. Look how that changed a whole nation of people. Mm-hmm. We have Israel today because Esther understood what I just said. She understood about how to make a decree or a law above one that a king had already made.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That is.
So whatever Satan has said, you make that decree. That's a law that is higher than what the devil has said. The prince of the power of the air is blabbing off all the time. We're going to say, I decree that Jesus, by the power of his blood, is protecting me. Wherever I go, whatever I do, I know I'm surrounded by angels. I know Psalm 34 says that he's given his angels charge over me. Psalm 91. You just start saying things like that, Satan hears it. And so does those demons.
And they have no authority.
So do the angels.
Amen. That's right. So before I let you go, Ginger, is there anything else? I just want to make sure we covered all. I know that this is an important time, 40 days between the eclipse and Pentecost. We're in the middle of Passover right now. Anything that else you wanted to make sure you covered before I let you go?
I just want to encourage everyone to take communion. Just take 15 minutes every day and just think about what God has done. We're going to see people healed just by taking. You don't have to do it with everybody else. You can do it by yourself. You can do it with a piece of bread and a glass of water. You know, we want to get to the place to where we're like, God, show me what I need to change. Because sometimes we're our own worst enemy. And so, Lord, help us to get our conversation right. Help us to get our heart right. Help us to be focused on what you're focused on. Life is not about going out and having a blast all the time. And I know we have to have fun sometimes, but this is a serious day right now. And I would just encourage people, get your family, my God, turn the TV off and that stupid phone off and get in there and just hug your kids and hold them and teach them. This is what you can do when they're mean to you at school. You can just turn around and say the blood.
Mm.
And love them and go on. Like, we don't need to be taking this stuff. We need to be focused on what is happening right now. And for people to say, what is my part? If your part's praying, then get with it. Get with a group. Get somewhere that people know how to pray. And not a Sunday school type praying. I'm not against Sunday school. I love Sunday school. I love to teach. But I'm just saying this, we're in a battle right now. And so we're going to, and get your finances together, get your life together. Just slow down, stop, and take inventory. I'm telling you, this is a serious day. We only got a few more months. And we only have a few more days. Because something's going to happen at the end of this 40 days, I can tell you.
So good. Ginger, before I let you go, will you will you pray for the flyover family? Will you pray for our country, for our world? Before I let you go, I would love for you to do that.
Father God, we're so grateful and thankful, first of all, that you love us. We're so thankful that we even have the ability, the honor, and the privilege to say, Father, our Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for letting us do that. And Lord, we ask you, God, I pray from the depth of me, Lord, I pray that you open people's eyes to see. Give them that spirit of seeing and knowing and understanding. Let them see in that spirit realm. Let them see where we are, and then let them see what they can do to change it. What they can do to alter it, Lord. Give them the strength. You said you would strengthen us with might in our inner man. Strengthen them. Father, for this nation, we just believe you are telling us we have a new nation. This nation is being birthed like it's never been in ever, even in all of its history. This is a new day. You said you would tell us before it even begin to happen, we would know. And so, Father, we recognize that time right now. And we ask you, Lord, we spend our currency called mercy. 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 Lord, you're not willing that anyone would perish, no matter who they are, what they've done. Father God, we just send out the power of the blood of Jesus Christ into those airwaves all over the whole world. And we're saying mercy. The blood of Jesus is speaking mercy. The blood of Jesus is speaking mercy. The blood of Jesus is speaking mercy. Let those words penetrate, Father, deep down on the inside. Mercy, mercy, mercy. The power of the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I pray, according to what you told me in 2017, Acts 4:33, signs, wonders, miracles, and no need among us by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Lord, we love you. We honor you, sir. Thank you. Send those angels out, Lord. Send them out, send them out, send them out. And bring them in, bring them in, bring them in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Ooh, I could get so deep into.
Amen.
Jeez, Lord, I get lost in prayer sometimes.
That was so powerful. Thank you, God. We receive that in Jesus' mighty name. Ginger, I just love you, and I'm so thankful for you. Thank you for taking what God showed you so many years ago, writing it down so that we could all benefit from it. Thank you also for spending your time to come on the show a couple of times in 1 week just to share what we can do as the remnant to either change, stop, or alter what the enemy's plans are. And I'm so thankful for you. We really appreciate it.
Stop it. Remember the word stop. We're going to stop a bunch of it, okay?
Yes. Amen. Amen. So flyover family, go to gingerziegler.com. Make sure you get a book, not just for yourself, but for people that you love and care about. Buy extras, you know, because as you're out and about, there might be some of you come across, you'd be like, this is a book that I think you might enjoy and share it with people. This is for now. Use it as a tool, as a weapon for this time, because this is a weapon against what the plans of the enemy are. So Ginger, thanks again for your time. I really appreciate it. Hello, Flyover family. Join me every Wednesday for the Prophetic Report at 11:11 Central. You can find it on Rumble. You can find it on the Flyover app. We have such an incredible time of hearing from all of these different prophetic voices like Robin Bullock, Julie Green, Barry Wunsch, Amanda Grace, and Hank Kuhneman. Every week, it's either five or six different prophets that are speaking. And what's interesting is God is speaking through them. And all of these voices come together like puzzle pieces. It is so exciting to hear what the Lord is saying. We're hearing from medical. We're hearing from military intelligence. We're hearing from the financial world. We're hearing from mainstream media. But the most important is, what is God saying? He has not fallen off the throne. He's not nervous. He's not chewing his nails. He is in control. He has plans to prosper us and not to harm us. What a great time to be alive. And I'm so excited for you to join me every Wednesday at 11:11.
All right, Flyover family. My name is Avery Whited. I'm the daughter of David and Stacy. I'm just moving in, so I had to get an order from my pillow and get the things that I needed. So, let's look inside. I got some my pillow towels, kitchen towels. I got some of their Giza sheets. Now, I've never actually been able to use them, but I've heard amazing things from my parents about them. And last but not least, something for Charlie. Hey, dog bed. All right, Charlie, let's go put this in the dryer and fluff it up for you. Come on, buddy. Warm and fluffy, perfect for my little guy. Come here, Charlie. All right, if you want to get your own products, go to mypillow.com and use promo code FLYOVER to save up to 66% off.
This is a crazy time to be alive.
Well, just in our lifetime, used to be where you'd hear your grandparents talk about how cheap gas was and stuff, and it was 75 years before, 50 years, you know, before.
And so we've seen a lot of changes since Biden took office. $700 more a month
than what you needed in January of 21 when he took office.
You might hear these kind of things and think, oh, that's overwhelming. I can't control the government. I can't control what they're doing. I can't control the spending. But we can take care of ourselves.
You want to make sure that you're buying bullion from somebody that you can trust and someone that does not charge you a commission when you go to sell.
If there's gonna be a commission, have it on the front end, not the back end when it skyrockets and now you're like, oh my gosh, look at this big, huge commission I gotta pay because it's on the back end before I sell it.
You can buy an ounce of silver for $23. So this is something everybody can get into. And if silver goes to $50, if it goes to $75, if it goes to $100, all of those profits are yours. And that's happening while the dollar is buying less and less at the actual grocery store.
So you can go to flyovergold.com, fill out your information. When you do that, someone from Dr. Kirk's team will get a hold of you to set up a free consultation. It doesn't cost you any money whatsoever. Or to do the same thing, you can just call 720-605-3900.
President Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States! At real Donald Trump. Well, at real Donald Trump, at least I will go down as a president.
I know people have talked to you about whether or not you want to run. Would you ever?
Never got so bad, I would never want to rule it out totally.
A new world order.
These allegations are false.
Weapons of mass destruction.
The USA Patriot Act.
The blueprint for large corporations.
We are no longer a Christian nation.
Donald Trump confirmed that he is considering a run in 2016.
Do it. I am officially running for President of the United States.
He will never be President of the United States.
Donald Trump will never be elected
President of the United States.
And people are watching these results come in.
You're going to make this decision now. Donald Trump will be the 45th President of the United States.
I can feel it coming.
does it ever seem to you that President Trump has done more than any president in modern history?
And in the 10 years I've been involved in politics, I've never seen an administration hit the ground running like this.
I could spend the rest of the hour laying out the accomplishments under the Trump presidency despite everything thrown at him.
Mark has just had his 12th straight record close.
Taking action to save as many kids as they can.
We were energy independent under the Trump administration.
More Americans reported being employed than ever.
Helping those who have served our country in the military to get access to mental health care.
The Great American Outdoors Act is the largest single piece of legislation to support our national parks and public lands.
Created more than 7 million good paying jobs.
Websites can be held liable in court for having sex trafficking content.
The Abraham Accords, which for any other president would have been multiple peace prizes.
America did not enter into a foreign war.
Employment rate in the U.S. fell to 3.5%.
The First Step Act eases federal sentencing for nonviolent offenders.
Increased funding for historically black colleges and universities.
Allows terminally ill patients easier access to experimental drugs.
Kept the inflation rate low.
Honored with the Bipartisan Justice Award.
Had a massive MS-13 gang problem. 3.9% is the unemployment rate.
Requiring airports to provide lactation rooms for breastfeeding mothers.
Middle class family income increased nearly $6,000.
A dramatic escalation in his crackdown on illegal immigration.
An advocate for educational choice.
Tariffs on Mexico and Canada.
An act preventing animal cruelty and torture.
Taking out Baghdadi, the head of ISIS, Soleimani, the Iranian general.
Save Our Seas Act commitment to environmental issues.
We're saying Merry Christmas again.
Community development in low-income urban and rural communities.
Help us to remember the importance of fighting off tyranny.
Pulling out of UNESCO, the World Health Organization, the Paris Climate Accords, reassessing NATO and the United Nations.
Stood up for Christianity and the Constitution more than any president in American modern history.
We are stopping the attacks on Judeo-Christian values.
Yet.
For more great content, go to flyoverconservatives.com.